Hello, my name is Bex Raven. Over my lifetime, I have discovered some life-changing ideas that have allowed me to help both myself and many, many others. And today, I'm here for you. This podcast will discuss everything from business management and daily schedules to personal well-being and why it's okay to eat chocolate cake for breakfast. So stay with me and learn how to slow down, live better, and be a happier you. Hello. I don't know if any of you have ever heard of something called chicken mats. And chicken mats goes something a little bit like this. You got to buy a chicken. You say to yourself, I'm going for one. You come back with two. So, to put it into another context, we went to get chickens a while ago. I already had two chickens. And you start off with the idea that you're going to have a few. So we went to get four. We came home with 10. That's chicken mats. Yeah, okay, we've got far too many chickens now. Anyone that knows me knows we've got quite a large amount of space here. And it's okay, we've got plenty of space for lots of chickens. Never something you should tell yourself when you have chickens. All the people out there who have chickens now are giggling secretly. I know this. Chicken mats is an amazing thing. Chicken mats basically means that however many of something you want, you always end up with many more than you aimed for. And I'm thinking you're gathering this now. Now, chicken mats is actually scientifically proven. And I'm going to explain why. It's kind of the same thing as you have a house. You have a 3-bedroom house. It's a lovely house. It's great. You're quite happy there. It's wonderful. Until a couple of years down the line and you go, nah, I need a bigger house. So you buy the bigger house. It's now a 5-bedroom house. Okay, so you move into the 5-bedroom house. You've had enough space in the 3-bedroom house. You kind of filled it. But now you move into the 5-bedroom house and you haven't been there that long and suddenly you've filled that one and you're sitting there thinking, how on earth have I managed to take everything from a 3-bedroom house and now fill a 5-bedroom house? This is just like house multiplying maths. It's similar to chicken maths. Are you seeing this? It's a very human thing and there is a logic behind this. The final one, which is also going to prove this point, is permanent student math. Okay? There is the type of person out there that doesn't matter how many times they go to college or they go to university or they take a course, they always have to do another one. You know, it's the kind of person that should never ever take their child to college for an open day because they come out with more brochures than the child did. Okay, you're starting to get the point that all of these are me, right? Okay, so I took my child for his open day at college last year. He came home with the one brochure about the course that he knew he was going to do. Mum comes home armed with 3 different brochures about all the courses that she could possibly take. All right, it's dangerous, all right? There is a reason why I have 3 degrees, 2 part degrees, several other courses in lots of other things, and I'm currently also doing several more. Again, we'll move on to the scientific explanation for it now, shall we? You know, the human brain always wants more. It's quite simple. It doesn't matter what you've got, it always wants something bigger and better. Now, this can be a fantastic thing. It can be wonderful. So this constant craving for learning that I have, that's fine. That's a brilliant. That's a really, really positive way that the human brain wants more. That's wonderful. Because what that means is that all the time I'm constantly learning and improving and filling my head with more and more knowledge. At one point, though, apparently my great-grandmother did have a little bit of a panic and told my mother that she needed to stop feeding us quite so many books because our brains were actually going to explode. Thankfully, my mother didn't stop giving us all the books. My brain never exploded and we're all okay. But great-grandma was in a bit of a panic. What the human brain does do, though, is it means we're never satisfied. So, you know, when you get the new car and a couple of weeks later, you're like, oh, that's the one I want next. Yeah, it's that problem. And it's that whole, yeah, my 5-bedroom house is now, it's fabulous. I love it to pieces, but I'm still dreaming about the farm that I want or the villa or, you know, it's always that. That potential for something more, but it's that drive, it's that motivation, it's that pushing you to the next level all the time. That's fine. But what it can do as well is it can push us in the wrong way. This is how people as well quite easily get obsessive about things that are not necessarily so good for them. We all know that at the moment people are struggling a little bit. And we can turn to things that potentially are not so good for us. A couple of glasses of wine here and there can quite easily become a bit too much of a habit. And that can be one of the things that the brain can get quite obsessive about quite quickly. Cigarettes, alcohol, drugs. These are all things, again, that can become tendencies, that can become habits, that can also get caught up in this loop. But we have to be very careful how we allow our brain to take on this natural need for more. So plowing it into these very, very positive things is a good thing to do. Find yourself really, really positive things to obsess about. Yeah, it's fine to decide that you're going to have the Ferrari fund. That's okay. It's fine to decide that you're going to have the biggest, bravest vegetable garden the world has ever seen. You're going to grow the largest tomato ever. And oh my goodness, I found a variety of tomato yesterday that apparently is so big you can feed a whole family off one tomato. If anybody out there grows one, I want to see it. These are good, positive ways to use that natural need for more. If you find yourself slipping the other way, then you need to push towards one of these positive tendencies. If you find yourself slipping, try and replace it with a positive one instead. It's okay to dream. It's good to dream. It gives you something to aim for. But when the negative obsessions take over, that's when it's much harder to come out of that rut. Give yourself something positive. Find yourself something positive to always want more for. Find yourself something positive to always obsess about. Even if it's having to know everything there is to know about Star Trek. That's fine. Someone's got to do it. Go learn Klingon. Go learn Russian. Go learn how to climb Mount Everest and then do it. Find yourself something really amazing to do. Get yourself a new obsession that is absolutely positive and good for you. Do something amazing this week. And if it is, like I said, just working out how you're going to save up for that farm in the middle of nowhere, then do it. But make sure it's not the one I want, okay? Otherwise, you're going to have to share. And I'm okay with that, as long as we're okay growing those giant tomatoes together, we're good. So, but now at least you understand why you always need that new house, why the car you've got that you've wanted for ages, you still want a new one. It's not something that's wrong with you. Everybody does it. It's perfectly natural. Your brain is set up to do that to you. You've just got to let yourself go with it and understand that you're always going to want something more out of life. But that's a good thing because it means that you're always trying to make more of yourself. So go make more of yourself and enjoy making more of yourself and making yourself into this amazing person. Even if you don't grow mega tomatoes, just do something fabulous. I'll see you again soon. Thanks for listening to the latest episode of Embracing Your Inner Wabi Sabi. If that wasn't enough, you can get more over on my website at www.bexraven.co.uk. Or you can come and join us on Facebook at the Wabi Sabi Collective, where we talk about all sorts of things every day of the week. Stay safe, and I'll see you again soon.